Thank you. Good afternoon. As mentioned, I'm going to talk a little bit about water law and water as it relates to solar development, and I'm going to focus on California because that's where I practice, and that's where I'm confronting these issues on a regular basis with my clients. So a little presentation overview here. I'm going to talk about water use for solar development, why do we care, water rights in California, water availability, which is a very different thing from water rights, and some strategies for getting the water you need to make your project work in California. So why is water an issue when we're talking about solar energy? It is not so much of an issue when we're talking about PV or photovoltaic solar projects because they really don't use a whole lot of water. Except for periodic panel washing, there's not a lot of water use associated with the PV projects. Solar thermal, on the other hand, uses quite a bit of water. And in fact, some recent statistics that just came out from the California Energy Commission in a report yesterday that they're scheduled to adopt, a draft report that they're scheduled to adopt tomorrow, estimates that for solar thermal projects, the water use is actually greater than for gas-fired technologies. And so, and that's particularly true where the project is using wet cooling versus dry cooling technologies. So I'm going to talk a little bit more as we go on about policies and strategies related to wet cooling and dry cooling and some of the things I'm seeing in my practice. But it's important to note that solar thermal, wet-cooled solar thermal projects really do use a significant amount of water. And so that's why it is important to understand water rights and water use availability in California.